I'm Linda Manning, hairdressing lecturer of Charles Darwin University.
Okay, so how many girls are involved in the competition?
I've got 20 apprentices involved. 19 of them are doing a Certificate 3, one of them are doing a Certificate 4 in hairdressing.
And they're all doing apprentices in salons, or some of them are just doing the certificate?
No, they all work in salons in town.
How many categories are there?
Yeah, there's 10 categories. There's braiding, blow dries, there's men's cut and colours, there's ladies' cut and colours, there's an avant-garde at the end, and we've also done fashion of the years. So they'll be showing off various years of hairdressing.
And is this something you do every year?
We've not done it for several years. This is the first time, I think, for about 3 or 4 years. So,
how important is it to have a show like this for where the girls can show off some of their work?
There's a unit in their Certificate 3 for planning special events. So this will contribute to that, and then they have to do an assignment to go along with it.
And do they have an input in terms of not just the hair, but also the makeup and the dress and that kind of thing?
Yeah, everything really has been down to them. I've supplied the venue, and that's about it. They've had input in every single thing with the show.
What do you think we can expect?
I don't know. I think it's going to be spectacular, probably a lot more than I thought, you know, originally when we said we were going to do this show. That they've really gone out there and, you know, made it special for themselves, so it's be great.
How difficult is it to put together some of these? Is there a lot of technique involved?
Oh, well, we've been planning this for 3 months, so a lot of the girls have been planning their costumes, their hair, thinking about the hair, the cut and everything. So, yeah, there is a lot involved. You know, they've got to use their own flair as well. So, yeah, I'd say there's a lot involved.
All right, well, we might go and meet some of the girls.
Okay. Brooke Ferris, and I'm 18. So I'm a second-year apprentice. So I'm in the avant-garde, the colour and style, the braid incorporated into a style, and the modern-day set. I've got one mannequin head and 3 different models.
Okay, so this is just the colour at the moment?
Yep. So here at the moment we're like pre-lightening, so this won't stay this colour that I'm doing yet. I'll have to put a toner over the top of it, so it's going to be copper in the end.
And what kind of things will the judges be looking for?
I think the main thing that they'll be looking for will be the technique behind it, like whether it's something difficult that you've done or you've chosen something easy, and the finish is very important.
Deanne Haskard, and I'm a second year.
And what are you working on at the moment?
My avant-garde.
What's avant-garde? I've heard this from a couple of girls.
You know, Lady Gaga with her video clips with something weird hanging out of her head.
So you've got to have something weird hanging out of the head? Okay.
Or just a hairstyle that looks really weird and out there.
What will we see once your styling's done?
She'll sort of look like a peacock. I've got peacock feathers, and I'm going to have a big quiff and braids, and then out here's going to have like swirls and straight and curly bits.
And how long will it take?
Probably an hour.
What's probably the most difficult thing about what you're doing?
The quiff, probably, putting it together.
At the top?
Yeah. Yep.
I'm Ali Muir, I'm 18 and I'm a first year apprentice. I'm doing a model for the braid, incorporate braid, and I'm just straightening her hair to make it smoother.
How are you going to braid her hair? I'm assuming you're going to do something a bit more exciting than your traditional one down the back?
Yeah, I'm doing an upside down fish tail, and then it's coming up, it's kind of like a mohawk, but it's actually going to look like an actual fish tail coming from her hair.
If other people listening are like me, they struggle to do an ordinary braid, how difficult is what you're trying to do?
Trust me, it is very difficult. I've practiced 100 times on a mannequin, so I'm hoping it goes well today.
Have you got to do it before as a hairdresser?
No. Like, I've done braids, but not this, like what I'm doing for the hair show. I haven't done it on a person yet, so.
Are you confident in saying to pull it off?
I'm trying to stay positive, but yeah, it should go well.
As a hairdresser, you probably get to do lots of sort of mundane stuff every day, but you know, this is a chance for you to do something a bit more exciting. How big of a deal is it that you get to put some of your biggest skills in practice?
It's very terrifying. Like, I'm just used to watching all the seniors kind of thing do it and learn from them, and they teach us, and for us to actually have the chance to do it ourselves, it's very full on. Like, I'm just getting really shaky right now thinking about it.
And what do you think the judges will be looking for?
Just new ways, technique of how people do their hair and new styles, what we can prove to them what they've been showing us. Like, they're teaching us and putting time in for us to become as good as them one day, and, well, it's just what they're hoping, like, to see, that we're doing what they teach us, I guess.
Are you hoping to maybe one day do stuff like this? Do you want to just work in a salon, or you want
to do hair shows? I would love to do them and stuff like that, like competitions and just get out there kind of things.
And does your model have to wear a particular outfit at all?
We haven't even sorted that out yet. It's a last minute thing. Quite nervous about that.
How important is the outfit?
Each category, like avant-garde is very, the outfit actually has to be part of your hairstyle. Everything from head to toe has to be the whole thing. But the outfit is, it's supposed to complement your hair, but you don't want to attract away from the hair. So I'm kind of just trying to stay with simple black with all my models, so it should be all right.
I'm Christy Smith. I'm 16 and I'm a first year apprentice. I'm in braid incorporated up style, colour and style, and long blow dry.
Okay, and you're working on the colour at the moment?
Yeah, the colour, yes.
What colour are you hoping to mix?
Okay, so we're doing a waterball effect, which is where we part the hair into six different sections, and we do four different colours in the sections, and we try to keep all the colours so that they're mixing in. But we're doing 625, which is a brown mahogany colour, and 56 and 062, and that's sort of a purpley colour. 420 is like just a brown, and the 560 is like a really poppy red. I think in this one they'll just be looking for the wow factor in the colour and just how I style it to make the colour stand out.
Okay, so it's not just about the colour. So how will you be styling the hair?
I'll just be blow drying it and maybe putting some up just to show the back colour, which is the red.
As an apprentice, do you get to do this sort of exciting stuff every day?
Not every day, and I'm not up to cutting yet, but yeah, I am colouring quite a lot now, and yeah, it's really exciting just to be out there and just have somebody seeing your work. There's meant to be like 140 people coming tonight, so it's exciting.